It is time for the MSO News Sports Baseball Insider, Andy Carboni, and here he is. Andy, welcome. Thanks for taking time to join us again this week.
Oh, I appreciate it. Glad to be here once again.
All right, Andy, what do we got from the Red Sox from the West Coast?
Certainly not good news if you stayed up late at all early on this week. Last night, out in Anaheim, the Red Sox dropped their four straight, losing to the Angels 7-3. Sox off today. They now head to the desert tomorrow night to begin a three-game series against the Diamondbacks that will wrap up this nine-game West Coast road trip. Red Sox this morning find themselves 26-24 on the season, tied for last place in the AL East with the Blue Jays. They're 9.5 game behind the Rays, but if you're looking for a little bit of a bright spot, I guess, Sox just 2.5 games behind the Astros for the final wild card spot in the American League.
Yeah, despite all those losses, they're still in that hunt for that wild card. And Andy, it's not even June 1st yet.
I know. We're getting all excited about wild cards already. Something.
Well, there we go. It's just so hot, how red hot that American League East is. Well, Andy, take us back. What's happened in the past week with the team other than these last four straight losses?
Yeah. Well, since last we spoke on Friday, the Red Sox opened up this West Coast road trip in San Diego, beating the Padres 6-1, Rafael Devers hitting a pair of home runs, driving in four. Then on Saturday, the good times continued as the Sox doubled up the Padres 4-2. Emmanuel Valdez hit a three-run homer. Chris Sale, he improved to 4-2 on the season, allowing just two runs over seven innings, striking out eight. But then the wheels began to fall off on Sunday as the Padres blanked the Red Sox 7-0. Corey Kluber allowed five runs and two and a third for his sixth loss of the season. Kluber replaced Michael Walker in the rotation this year, and Walker against the Red Sox in this game shut out the Sox over six innings for his fifth win of the year. I think we could use Michael Walker on that one. Then on Monday, the Red Sox headed over to Anaheim. They lost to the Angels 2-1 as the Angels broke a one-all tie with a run in the bottom of the eighth. But starter Tanner Houck pitched a good one, allowing one run over six innings, striking out eight. Tuesday night, the Angels blanked the Red Sox 4-0. The Sox only mustered two hits in this one, but another good start. Brian Baio, two runs over seven innings, allowing six hits, striking out six. And of course, the losing streak continued last night, and there was some news in regards to the starting rotation as Corey Kluber has been moved to the bullpen.
All right, Andy, I know you're going to drop some names as to our former Red Sox players and how they are doing now in the major league. So what do you have for us this week?
Well, let's recap things with Xander Bogaerts starting things off with the Red Sox saw this past weekend with the Padres, of course. He's batting .261, 7 home runs, 18 RBI. Mookie Betts is heating up for the Dodgers, batting .251. His average is climbing a bit. He's now up to 10 home runs and 29 RBI. Old friend J.D. Martinez, he's also heating up nicely, up to .261 with 9 home runs and 30 runs batted in. Christian Vasquez of the Twins batting .231, no home runs yet, 10 RBIs. But a couple starting pitchers that were in the Red Sox rotation last year off to great starts and obviously could be helpful this year for the local nine. Nathan Eovaldi, the Rangers, is now 8-2, his ERA 2.60. He has thrown a shutout this year, two complete games. Michael Walker, who I mentioned a few moments ago for the Padres, is 5-1 with a 3.58 ERA. And in the bullpen, Matt Barnes of the Marlins, he's 1-0 with a 3.54 ERA.
Well, Andy, so with the departure of Bogaerts, Betts, and Martinez, that's 26 home runs those guys have had, and that's not in Fenway Park either, obviously. So whatever that means, albeit not even June 1st yet. So
that is true.
All right, what else do we have here on Red Sox player news notes?
Well, 1 week after being designated for assignment, Sox have released right-handed pitcher Ryan Brazier. The 35-year-old was 1-0 with a 7.29 ERA this year. In his seven-year career, Brazier has a record of 7-8. Nine saves, a 4.45 ERA. With Brazier gone, the Red Sox now just have two players remaining from the 2018 World Series Championship roster. And that, of course, Rafael Devers and Chris Sale.
Wow, that's interesting. Okay.
What a turnover.
Yeah, exactly. They're moving in, they're moving out. What about Nesson Plus today, Andy? What's happening there today?
Well, this afternoon, you can see a Red Sox victory. No more losing streak for the local nine today. It's a game from May 25th of 2010. John Lester, three relievers combined, to toss a one-hit shutout against the Rays in St. Petersburg. David Ortiz provided all the offense with a two-run double in the top of the third inning.
All right, 2010. Okay, that's a while ago. All right, now, and you always have some nuggets for us from around Major League Baseball. So what do you have for us this week?
Well, last Thursday, the Cardinals hit seven home runs in the game for the first time since 1940, beating the Dodgers 16-8 in St. Louis. The last time the Cardinals did that was also against the Dodgers. The Dodgers were in Brooklyn at the time. That game was also played in St. Louis.
Hmm. Wow. All right. And other notes?
Well, the Oakland A's. Maybe the Red Sox should have played them on this West Coast road trip. On Tuesday, the A's became the third team since 1900 to lose 30 of their first 40 games. The A's are on a pace to finish with 32 wins and 130 losses this season. Imagine if we were A's fans, Bill. Yikes.
It hasn't been good to good to be an A's fan for many years, I don't think. Has it? I don't think so.
They have their little spurts, but then there's spurts of nothingness. That's for sure. And speaking of the A's, the team yesterday reached a tentative agreement with Nevada State and local officials on a stadium funding plan for a $1.5 billion ballpark in Las Vegas. The agreement still needs approval from the state Senate and Assembly, as it will be introduced into the Nevada legislature as a funding bill. So the A's are packing up shop. Looks like they're going over to Las Vegas. And I don't know if anyone's been really paying attention to the attendance of these games in Oakland this year, but there's been a bunch of them so far that there's about 2,000 paid people in the ballpark, which is, you know, that's less than minor league games. So you want to see a game, get a good seat, head out up to Oakland, spend some time out there.
You know, I was in Oakland for a game once, but it's got to be, maybe almost 20 years ago now that I think of it. No, 10 years ago, something. Well, it's been a long time since I've been there, but I did see a game there around the 4th of July. So, yeah, and there weren't a lot of people there that night either, and there were fireworks that night, too, at the ballpark. So
that couldn't even bring the people out. So, you know, there's even when they were in their heyday in the game, when they won three World Series in a row in the 70s, and obviously when they were a powerhouse in the late 80s, early 90s, there'd be playoff games, World Series games. They weren't even sold out. So if you can't sell out a playoff game or a World Series game, what does that tell you?
Yeah, and they were one of the teams, well, the first team that I ever heard of years ago, that their games were not on local radio.
That was quite recently. Yep, that happened as well.
Yeah.
Well, I guess there's not much to listen to there, that's for sure.
I guess you might want to listen to some music, a few commercials, you know, rather than that ball game, I guess. Yeah, no doubt.
Absolutely.
All right, Andy, anything else to share with us here as the Red Sox head to Arizona?
Well, hopefully they can get back in the mix and win a few games this weekend and get back on the uptick before they come back to Fenway and start a homestand. But, you know, losing four in a row, and they haven't been really scoring many runs the last few days, so hopefully the indoor stadium in Phoenix will get things underway for them and they can start piling up some runs again.
It'll turn around. You're right. Okay. All right, Andy, good talking with you, and we will talk again soon.
Absolutely.
There he is, baseball insider Andy Carboni with us here on MSONewsSports.com.